The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Wapakoneta High School for the game tonight between Fort Recovery and Wapakoneta in high school boys basketball. Fort Recovery just lost the reserve game 41-24. Leading the team was Riggs Toby with 8. Caleb Evers had 6. And 3 points for Wyatt Grover, 3 for Alex Deuce, 2 apiece for Reese Guggenbiller and Troy Homan. And that was it for the Indians tonight as they trailed pretty much from the get-go in that one. Again, Wapakoneta 41, Fort Recovery 24 in the junior varsity game. Our JV team drops to 6-7. We'll have an interview with the head coach of the Indians, again, Jim Melton, coming up right after we pause for this.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
Back at Wapakoneta High School, we have Jim Melton with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Jim, 42-41 loss last night. We were all disappointed, and I know you are as well, of course. But discuss a moment some of the deficiencies that you felt we had in the game last night.
Well, it was a game of runs. You know, we get out to a fast start, and then we kind of, you know, got a little sluggish. And it was just a game of runs, and, you know, unfortunately, we came out on the wrong end of it, and we got some things to clean up. We got exposed on a few things during their runs, and hopefully we're blessed to have an opportunity tonight to come back and rectify some of those deficiencies.
I don't think you'll see a more physical game than what we saw last night. Both sides were really battling in there.
Yeah, Marion, when you know you play Marion, you know, most all the MAC games are physical, but Marion's like another notch up. So, you know, you got to strap on your belt and be ready to go.
Well, it was certainly that way indeed. I don't know that I would say any one player from their side hurt us. Obviously, Alex Ike's pretty good.
Ike's a nice player, and Heelsman made some big plays. And I thought Ronna Baum hit those two free throws at the end that was very crucial free throws. They struggled from the free throw line, missing those front ends. It kept giving us an opportunity and gave us life, but then Ronenbaum hit those two that were clutch for him.
Jim Melton with us. We're here at Wapakoneta tonight, home of the Redskins, and tell us what your scouting report says about these guys.
Well, they're a guard-oriented team. Ambos is number two, their point guard. He's kind of their leader, senior, leading scorer. They go as he goes, and you know, they've got a couple other nice players in Goulet and Courtner, and, you know, they're going to be a challenge because they like to spread you out, get to the hole. So, you know, if we can shrink the floor a little bit and keep them out of the lane and, you know, clean up those rebounds, you know, I like our chances.
What about their pressure defense?
They're going to get after us a little bit, you know. They mix up their defenses, and, you know, hopefully we're ready for that. We've been working on all those things, so you know, we'll just have to see how it plays out here.
How about starting five tonight, Jim?
Starting five, we have Derek Judy at the point, Owen Judy and Regan Martin on the wings, Cale Rammel at the stretch four, and Brian Benn in the middle.
Okay, sir. Hey, thanks very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back here at Wapakoneta in just a moment.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Pleasant good evening. The starting lineup for Wapakoneta being introduced here. Noah Ambus, a senior, will be one of the starters. They're introducing the starting lineups alternating between the two teams. Regan Martin, Derek Judy have already been announced for Fort Recovery. Here's Zach Rogers for Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery, Wapakoneta in high school boys basketball here tonight. There's Owen Judy for Fort Recovery. Here's Caden Seifring for Wapakoneta. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna will love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Keo Rammel being introduced for Fort Recovery. And there is Braden Goulet for Wapakoneta. Here's Mr. Brian Benn being introduced. Big 6'6 Brian Benn, our center. And here is Garrett Seifring being introduced as a starter for the Wapakoneta Redskins. They have two Seifring boys, Caden Seifring, a junior, and Garrett Seifring, a senior, on the team. This is about set for the jump ball here. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. That's Cal Pharmacy. Rob Weaver here. Nate Christman's our studio producer at the radio station in Portland. Owen Moorman at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. Cale Rammel jumping for Fort Recovery. Braden Goulet jumping for the Wapakoneta Redskins. Breaking the action here must be some kind of a media break or something. Oh, the official wasn't out here yet. That's the problem. So all three officials are now here, and we're set to go. Starting an early start here this evening, a little bit early. Here's the tip controlled by Cale Rammel to Brian Benn, and here's Owen Judy with the basketball. Owen comes across the timeline, works his way to the right, passes back to the left to Cale Rammel. Cale way outside. On the left to Regan Martin on the wing. And here is Owen Judy, who falls down. But Regan Martin able to get the basketball back, thank goodness. Cale Rammel with it on the right. Back out top to Brian Benn. Regan Martin with the ball on the left wing. He'll pass to Owen Judy. Judy right side to Derek Judy. Derek passing to Brian Benn. Now on the left side to Cale Rammel. Here's Owen Judy. On the left corner, Derek Judy. He lobs it in to Brian Benn. Benn underneath puts it up and in. Brian Benn gets our first basket of the evening. He had 6 points last night against the Marion Local Flyers, a game the Fort Recovery Indians lost in a heartbreaker by a 42-41 margin. Wapakoneta with the basketball now. Out front is Braden Goulet. He'll pass over on the left. Here's a drive baseline up and no good. Rebound, Cale Rammel, as it was Noah Ambus missing that shot. Here's Owen Judy on a three. Does not go. A little short. Rebound comes to Ambus for Wapakoneta. Down come the Redskins with the basketball. Fort Recovery leading 2-0 and tried to pass inside. Zach Rogers tried to hit Braden Goulet inside, but Goulet didn't cut towards him, and the ball just went out of bounds. So turnover, Wapakoneta. Derek Judy will bring the ball up the court now. On the left side to Regan Martin. There is Derek Judy. Right corner is Owen Judy. He missed the shot. Rebound comes down, and that's the kind of shot we want. It just didn't go for Owen. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. The Indians leading here 2-0 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Derek Judy will toss it in. Goes way outside to Cale Rammel. Cale goes in the backcourt to retrieve the ball. Brings it back across the timeline. There's Derek Judy on the right. He'll pass in the middle to Cale Rammel. Left to Regan Martin. Martin goes to Brian Benn, top of the key. Right side to Owen Judy on the wing. Owen will lob it in to Brian Benn. Goes against his man, stops, puts it up, and missed it. And a foul's going to be called on Wapakoneta. So far, the strategy of getting the ball into Brian Benn has been working for the Indians. They have one basket already. And there's a personal foul called on Caden Seifring. It's his first foul of the evening. Here's Brian Benn at the free throw line, and he puts it up and in. 3 points now for Brian, and the Indians lead 3-0. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. You can't beat that. Sign up for the weekly prescription program at Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Burn, or Union City. Wapakoneta with the ball stolen by Derek Judy. Step right in front of the Redskin. Down he comes. He'll scoop it up and, oh, missed it, but Brian Benn's there to get the rebound. Brian Benn hits the shot. Again, he missed one of the two free throws a moment ago. 5 points for Brian now, and that's all we have, 5-0. It's been the Brian Benn show so far tonight. Nothing wrong with that. We'll take that. Wapakoneta works inside. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to K.O. Rammel. Here comes Derek Judy. Gives off to K.O. Rammel. He'll pop the 15-footer. Bingo! He got it. K.O. Rammel scores, and the Indians lead 7-0. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. The Indians in action tonight here at Wapakoneta. Ahead 7-0. Last night they jumped out to an 11-0 lead, but lost the game by one. So the big lead early is not necessarily an indication you're going to win the game, but it does help. Wapakoneta with the basketball. Out front is Zach Rogers. He'll pass it off. With the ball there now is Noah Ambus. Here's a shot from outside, up and no good. Missing the mark is Garrett Seifring. Rebound, Derek Judy. Right to Regan Martin. He'll drive in, pass in the corner. There's Owen Judy. Doesn't go. Air ball and out of bounds off of Brian Benn. Owen's 0-for-3 in the game so far tonight. He'll get going here. Speaking of Owen, I want to wish his grandpa, Oscar Judy, a happy birthday today. Oscar, 80 years young. Oscar, if you're listening, and I know you usually do listen, I want to wish you the best. And the man who started Judy's Fruit Farm, Oscar Judy, 80 years young today. Happy birthday to Oscar. And Wapakoneta with the ball. They almost threw it away. Ended up retrieving it. Here is Garrett Seifring with it against Owen Judy. Pass goes back on the outside to Braden Goulet. Goulet dribbles the basketball. Wapakoneta having trouble with this Fort Recovery defense. Left side it goes in the corner. That was Grant Bauer. Now it goes back inside. Shots up and no good. Missing that was Braden Goulet. A nice shot, but didn't go. Indians with the ball. Here's Cale Rammel. Cale in the lane. Pops the shot. No good off the mark this time. Rebound comes down to Wapakoneta. With the board there was Braden Goulet. He'll pass over on the left side to Grant Bauer. Now back outside it goes to Noah Ambus. Ambus will feed over here to Caden Seifring. Seifring will lob it over to Braden Goulet. Indians of Fort Recovery leading 7-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. 3:16 to go on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Wapakoneta with the basketball going down the right of the lane. Stopping, popping, and missing. Got his own rebound up and no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. That was Noah Ambus for Wapakoneta. Let's see who they're going to call the foul on. Regan Martin gets called for the personal foul. His first. So Noah Ambus will be at the line for the Redskins. Could get them on the board for the first time. It's up and it is good. Rattled around, went up in the air, came back down and through. Dylan Evers comes in for the Port Recovery Indians, giving Brian Benn a break. Regan Martin also goes out. And Gavin Toby came in for the Indians as well. So we've got Rammel, Toby, Evers, and Derek Judy, and Owen Judy in the lineup. Here's the free throw up and good again. Both free throws good by Noah Ambus. And the score is now at 7-2. Indians on top by 5. Derek Judy with the ball. Hands off to Owen Judy. Goes inside. Pops the shot and got it. Owen Judy scoring inside to get his first points of the evening. And it's now 9-2. Indians on top by 7 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery has extended hours during the week, Monday through Thursday till 7 and Friday nights until 6 o'clock. That's Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Wapakoneta gets the ball inside. It's up and no good. Good defense by Gavin Toby. Rebound Dylan Evers. Here's Kale Rammel with it. Ooh, might have traveled, but no call. Derek Judy on the left. Hands off to Kale Rammel. Kale comes down. Picked up by Dylan Evers. Now here's Owen Judy with the ball way out front. Owen will hand off to Gavin Toby. Goes down the lane, pops the shot, and scores. Gavin Toby mixed the basket. 11-2 now. Indians on top by 9 points here in the early going. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. And the head coach of the Wapakoneta Redskins, that's Trey Eichert, calls timeout. Indians leading 11-2. We'll be back in just a moment.
2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
We have a great vantage point here. We're sitting right on the end. If we don't get killed tonight. Just hopefully no player will come running at my lap. I mean, we are literally 5 feet off the end line here on the end of the court. Normally we sit up in the bleachers, but because of COVID, they have those lower bleachers pulled back tonight. So Ken could not sit up there. And it's a great vantage point to do a game. I just hope the basketball or one of the players doesn't come my way. Here's the shot up and no good by Wapakoneta. Rebound comes down. Back up. And a foul's on Brian Benn, who just came back in the game. They missed the shot. That was John Buchanan going at it for Wapakoneta. Buchanan coming in off the bench. So Buchanan will have two shots here. Brian Benn picks up his first personal foul. Free throw is in the air, and it's good. He will have one more. He's a 6'3 junior for the Redskins. 11-3 score. And this is also good. 11-4 now. Fort Recovery by 7 with the ball. So far, Fort Recovery looks very confident. Right side to Derek Judy. He'll hand off to Regan Martin. Regan dribbling back out to Derek Judy. Derek will pass over to Gavin Toby. On the left, it goes to Dylan Evers. Back out to Brian Benn. Benn will pop the shot, and good! Three-point basket by the big guy. Love it. Brian Benn having a hot night tonight at the OK Corral. He has 8 points on the night already here in the first quarter. Wapakoneta with the basketball. Out front with it is Braden Goulet. He will hand off to Noah Ambus. Ambus tries to drive in. It's tipped away by, I think, Regan Martin. Derek Judy comes up with the ball. Derek will pass over to Regan Martin. Right corner it goes to Dylan Evers. He'll lob it into Brian Benn. Benn underneath, dribbles back outside to Dylan Evers. Here's Derek Judy with it now. Owen Judy's on the bench taking a rest at the moment. Gavin Toby on the left side to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the ball to Brian Benn. Right side it goes to Dylan Evers. Right corner, Regan Martin with it. Back outside to Dylan Evers. Gavin Toby on the left side to Derek Toby. And left side to Derek Judy, I should say. Derek gets it back over to Gavin Toby. Toby down the lane, spins, stops, feeds over to Dylan Evers on the left. Back to Regan Martin. Martin in the lane, pops the shot off the about a five-footer, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. He got the rebound basket. Benn is killing them tonight. 10 points for Brian Benn in the first quarter. 16-4, Indians on top by 12. And here is a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good by Wapakoneta's Noah Ambus. And the first quarter comes to a merciful end for Wapakoneta as Fort Recovery leads here after 16-4. How about them apples? We'll be back with quarter number two in a moment. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our very fine first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, see their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have it all there. They're at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. The Handicap Medical Equipment Center, owned and operated by Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back with the second quarter in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
16-4 after one. And our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, plus many other brands. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Indians of Fort Recovery, a great first quarter, outscoring Wapakoneta 16-4. Wapakoneta will have the ball to start the second quarter of play. Grant Bauer will pass over on the right side to Caden Seifering. Now over in the left corner. Back outside it goes. Caden Seifering gets it back over on the left side to Dylan, or to John Buchanan it is. Shot up and good by Wapakoneta. Zach Rogers hits a three-pointer. Make it 16-7. Rogers is a 6-foot junior on the Redskins team. Here's Brian Benn inside again. Tries to pass off, and it's stolen by Wapakoneta. Cale Rammel was the intended receiver. Here's the ball stolen by Derek Judy. Back to Cale Rammel. Beats the defense down. He puts it up, and he got it. Cale Rammel gets his fourth point of the evening, and it's now 18-7. Indians on top here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. If you need service for your farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, see your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They do a fantastic job. Inside, it's throwing the ball up and no good. He drew the foul. That was Caden Seifering. And he had no chance of hitting that shot, but he did manage to draw the foul. Going to call that on Brian Benn, number two. That's not good news. Caden Seifering goes to the line. See if Coach Melton decides to leave Brian in the game. He may be coming out. Free throws up, and it is good by Caden Seifering. You have one more. Yep, Brian Benn's going to go to the bench with those two fouls. Dylan Evers will come in to replace Brian. Dylan's a big guy himself at 6'4". Once again, Caden Seifering at the line. He puts it up and missed that one. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta. They got in there on us, and they lost the ball out of bounds. Oh, they say Dylan Evers tipped it out. No argument from Evers, so he must have done it. Tossing the ball in here for Wapakoneta will be Zach Rogers. Zach looking for a teammate. Goes to Grant Bauer. Back on the outside it goes. There's John Buchanan. On the left, there's a drive and up and good by Zach Rogers. He's got 5 points here in this second quarter of play. It's 18-10. The lead is cut to 8 points. Outside to Derek Judy. Out front to Dylan Evers. On the right to Owen Judy, who's back in the game. Cale Rammel with the ball. Dribbling. Back out to Owen Judy. Judy trying to dribble off the pick, and he lost the ball. He ran into one of the Raiders, or one of the Redskins, and the Redskins come out with it. Wapakoneta on the turnover gets the basketball back. 18-10 Indians lead by 8 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. That's, again, the new Endurance line of litter spreaders. Inside shots blocked by Cale Rammel. Zach Rogers' shot was blocked. Here's Regan Martin to Cale Rammel. Fires a three. Yes! Cale Rammel connects on a three. Boy, I tell you, when you can shoot the ball, when it goes in, wouldn't go in for Cale last night, but it went in there. 21-10, an 11-point lead for the Indians here. Wapakoneta with the basketball. Down low, it's up and good by Caden Sebring. He was able to get around around Cale Rammel that time and score. Cale with the ball, and he's going to throw it away. Got him then down on the baseline, tried to throw it outside, and he threw it out of the reach of Derek Judy. So one of those things, 21-12, Indians lead by 9 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard with 4:50 to go here in the quarter. Wapakoneta will pass inside, and we got a foul call on Fort Recovery. No shot, though. Braden Goulet got the ball inside, and he was fouled by the Indians. It's going to be called on Dylan Evers of the Indians, number one on Dylan. Wapakoneta with the ball. They put it back in play, passing the ball around the perimeter at the moment. Pass over on the left side. It goes to Goulet. Here's a drive to the hoop. He missed it. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Missing that shot was Garrett Seifering. Had a good drive, just didn't go in. Gavin Toby, left side to Regan Martin. Back out to Gavin. Right side it goes. Cale Rammel with it. And we've got timeout called by Fort Recovery. Timeout Indians, 4:12 to go in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. It's Fort Recovery 21 and Wapakoneta 12. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hey, you know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Get your New Holland Tractors at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Okay, timeout is over. Gavin Toby tosses it in to Derek Judy. On the left to Regan Martin. In the middle, there's Brian Benn. Benn came back in the game a moment ago. Here's Gavin Toby. Right corner goes to Regan Martin. Around the horn on the left to Derek Judy. Out top to Brian Benn. Benn goes to right side to Regan Martin. Here now is Derek Judy to Gavin Toby. Right side it goes to Regan Martin. Martin holds the ball, dribbling, passing back outside to Brian Benn. Here's Derek Judy with the basketball. Indians kind of eating the clock a bit here. Cale Rammel gets it on the right wing, goes to Benn. Benn will pass on the left to Regan Martin, down low to Cale Rammel. Back outside to Regan. Regan fires from the corner. No good air ball. Rebound comes off of Brian Benn and down to Wapakoneta. Coming up with the board was Zach Rogers. And on the left side, the pass is intercepted by Gavin Toby. Down to Regan Martin, who scores, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. How about them? How about them, Apples, folks? I tell you, the Indians are playing great tonight. Regan Martin will be at the line with a free throw. Going to call that personal foul on Noah Ambus of Wapakoneta. Regan Martin steps up there. It's 23-12. Indians on top by 11 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. And that one's good. It's now 24-12. Indians have doubled the score on the Redskins. As we saw last night, a lead like this can slip away in a hurry, so don't start celebrating yet, but it's been a good start for Fort Recovery tonight. Wapakoneta with the basketball. Garrett Seifering with it. Here's Braden Goulet. He'll pass over to Garrett Seifering. Seifering goes down the lane, scoops the shot up, can't get it to go down. Rebound, Brian Benn. Benn hands it off to Derek Judy, who will bring it down to the top of the key, back to Benn. Now to Derek Judy. Cale Rammel with it, right side. That's Gavin Toby. Derek Judy with it, back to Gavin. Cale Rammel now, way out top. He'll pass on the left side to Regan Martin. Gavin Toby in the left corner, back outside to Regan Martin. Brian Benn, right side it goes to Derek Judy, to Cale Rammel. Rammel fires and misses, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Here comes Owen Judy back in the lineup. He was taking a rest there, and Derek Judy will go out. So we put Owen Judy in, take Derek Judy out. Once again, our second quarter scoreboard, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, the sponsor. It's a happy one right now. Pass comes in to Brian Benn in the lane, puts it up, missed the shot, had the position he wanted but couldn't get it to go down. Here is Wapakoneta. Seifering comes down, passing back outside. With the ball there is Caden Seifering. They have two Seiferings in the lineup. Here's a drive by Goulet, and he scores. Braden Goulet scores for Wapakoneta, and it's 24-14, a 10-point lead. Owen Judy with the ball over to Cale Rammel. Down to a minute 40 left to go in the first half of play here. Brian Benn, right side it goes to Gavin Toby. Very small crowd tonight, COVID crowd. Left side to Owen Judy, outside to Brian Benn. Fires a three, it doesn't go. Rebound Cale Rammel. Right side to Regan Martin. Now he gives to Cale Rammel. Rammel will come. He'll pop the shot and miss. Rebound comes down to Wapakoneta's Garrett Seifering. 24-14, the score remains. Garrett Seifering will bring it down, work against Gavin Toby. Now he hands off to Noah Ambus. Ambus will give off to Goulet. Back to Ambus on the left. He'll fire a shot and miss. Rebound Brian Benn. Oh, they're going to call him for traveling. I thought he got rid of it before he pulled his pivot foot, but the official said no. Derek Judy's going to report back in for Fort Recovery. And Regan Martin will go out and take a rest. And Brian Benn will also go out. Dylan Evers. Brian looked like he might have pulled a muscle there when he tried to keep from traveling. 56 seconds remaining here in the first half of play. Wapakoneta puts the ball in play. 24-14 Indian lead on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Wapakoneta just kind of passing it around the perimeter. Down by 10, they don't appear to be in any kind of a hurry here, but now they pick the pace up a little bit. Here's Goulet passing over on the right. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound Owen Judy, and he is fouled from behind. Goulet is going to get called for the foul. That is only the third team foul on the Redskins. Braden Goulet gets called for the foul. Here comes Dylan Evers in the lineup for the Indians. And Gavin Toby will take a rest. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, head coach of the Wapakoneta Redskins, is Trey Eichertz. Fort Recovery brings with them a 6-6 record into the game here tonight. Derek Judy holds the ball out front, going to play for the last shot, down to 10 seconds. Judy goes to the top of the key, goes down the lane, feeds in the corner to Owen Judy. Owen behind the back dribble, pops the shot, doesn't go short, rebound Derek Judy, scores. Derek Judy gets the rebound basket for his first points of the evening, and that ends the first half, the Indians leading 26-14 after the first half of play. We led by 12 points after one. We lead by 12 after the second quarter. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our very fine second quarter scoreboard sponsor. If you're looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation, See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll return with the halftime stats for you coming up in just a moment. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, Indians came in here firing away to start this ball game tonight and took a lead at the end of the first quarter, 16-4. Great defense and excellent offense. And then the second quarter was even Steven, both teams scoring 10 points in the second quarter. Fort Recovery leading 26-14 here at the end of the first half of play. Indians were led by Brian Benn. Most of those points coming in the first quarter of play, at least eight of them. I know maybe all of them did. He had three twos, a three, and one out of two at the free throw line for his 10 points. K.O. Rammel has seven at halftime, two twos and a three. 3 points for Regan Martin with a two-point basket and a free throw. 2 points for Derek Judy on a two-point basket. 2 points for Gavin Toby on a two-point basket. And 2 points for Owen Judy on a two-point basket as well. Surprisingly, Owen doesn't have any threes here in the first half of play. For the Wapakoneta Redskins, they don't have anybody more than 5 points. That's Zach Rogers, who had a three and a two for his 5 points so far in the ball game. 3 points for Caden Seifering on one out of two at the free throw line and a two-point goal. And then we drop down to 2 points for Noah Ambus with two out of two at the line. 2 points for Braden Goulet on a two-point goal, and 2 points for John Buchanan on two out of two at the free throw line. Once again, the halftime score is 26-14. Fort Recovery in the reserve game, they were pretty much manhandled in that, to be quite honest. Fort Recovery was outmanned in that one, losing 41-24 in the reserve game. Their record drops to 6-7 with the loss. Fort Recovery was led by Riggs Toby, who had two threes and a two for 8 points. 6 points for Caleb Evers. Caleb had two two-point baskets and was two out of four from the free throw line for his six. Then we had Wyatt Grover with three on a three-point basket. Alex Deuce with three on a three-point basket. 2 points for Reese Guggenbiller on two out of two at the line, and 2 points for Troy Homan on a two-point field goal. There's your total of 24 points for Fort Recovery as they lose to Wapakoneta 41-24. The varsity game, though, just the opposite. Indians leading 26-14 here at the end of the first half of play. Again, the Indians are led in scoring by Brian Benn with 10 points, Cale Rambo with 7. We'll be back with more here at Wapakoneta right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow.
Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen.
Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run!
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for hazards.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Rob Weaver back at the Wapakoneta High School. Offensively, we're about the same as last night. We scored 27 in the first half against Marion Local last night, trailing at halftime 28-27. Went on to lose that game 42-41. Tonight, though, the defense much better. Fort Recovery holding Wapakoneta to only 14 points. As number one, they're just not shooting very well. And number two, they're having trouble getting the ball inside when they want to get the ball inside. Again, the Indians lead tonight 26-14. Last night, we'll just remind you, Fort Recovery was led in scoring by, Fort Recovery was led in scoring last night by Owen Judy with 16 points, including four threes for Owen last night. He doesn't have any threes yet tonight, which is very unusual. So I'm expecting a three-point barrage in the second half. 9 points for Derek Judy. 6 points for Brian Benn last night. Chipping in with five was Gavin Toby. Also, Kale Rammel had 3 points and 2 points for Regan Martin. I was wrong last night. We had 19 points at the end of the first half last night compared to 26 tonight. And we did lead by 1 point last night, 19-18. So that was the comparison of the two games from tonight to last night. Hey, congratulations to the Lady Indians. They pulled off a really nice win today over 10-1 Crestview. Well, they used to be 10-1. Now they're 10-2 as Fort Recovery beat Crestview 57-47 to improve their record to 10-4 on the year for the Lady Indians. And they did it without Whitley Rammel. Whitley has a foot injury, and so they decided to rest her today and did not play her, and the Indians still dominated the game. Pretty much led throughout. Crestview made a brief run at him in the second half, but couldn't have enough to come back. Fort Recovery was led today in the girls' game by Allie Vaughn with 14. Kiara Wendell had 13, 11 for Paige Fortkamp, 10 for Grace Guggenbiller. Four players in double figures for the Lady Indians today. Grace Guggenbiller had two threes and two twos in that ball game. Also scoring, Brenna Homan had five and 2 points apiece for Mara Pearson and Hope Wendell. Again, the Lady Indians knock off Crestview 57-47, handing Crestview their only second loss of the year. In the reserve game, it was Fort Recovery winning over Crestview 38-34. The reserve team was led in scoring by Callie Wendell with eight. Grace Guggenbiller had seven. Six for Sage Luthold and Mara Pearson. Five for Elizabeth Allig. 3 points for Alexis Wendell, two for Lindsay Wendell, and one for Abby Kanapke. Again, we're halftime. of this boys' game tonight at Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery in the lead, 26-14. Getting set for the second half here. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery has the ball to start the second half. Brian Benn will pass back outside. There's Regan Martin on the left. Down to Brian Benn. He'll hand off. Derek Judy. Shot is blocked. And out of bounds. And the basketball stays in bounds. And Wapakoneta ends up with the ball. Right side it goes. Corner shot is good by Wapakoneta's Zach Rogers. He led him with five in the first half with a three. And now he has a three right off the bat here in the second half to give him 8 points for the game. Derek Judy is fouled by Wapakoneta's Garrett Seifring. Seifring a little bit aggressive there, too aggressive, and the foul was called by the official. 26-17, Redskins back to within nine now after that three-point shot. Kale Ramo will give it to Derek Judy in the backcourt. Indians need to put him away, finish him off here. Derek Judy with the ball, double team, passes back to Kale Ramo. Over to Derek Judy now. He's on the left side of the top of the key. Back on the right side it goes. There's Owen Judy on the wing. Back out to Brian Benn. Benn will dribble. Lost the dribble. Picked up by Owen Judy. Judy will stop. Looks for help. Gives over to Derek Judy. Derek now passing to K.O. Rammel. Regan Martin on the left to Derek Judy down low. Derek dribbling the basketball. Passes to K.O. Rammel. Rammel out to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling. They're going to call him for traveling with the basketball. I'm not so sure. He had a pretty nice head fake there, and I think he might have faked out the official. But that's the call, and so Wapakoneta has the basketball. Noah Ambus with the basketball. He'll pass back to Zach Rogers. Rogers walks it up. On the left side, it goes to Ambus. A-M-B-O-S, but he pronounces his name Ambus. Inside to Goulet, and he scores. Braden Goulet gets his second basket of the night and makes it 26-19. And Wapakoneta steals the ball away from Derek Judy. Down they come. Right side to Goulet. Stops, fires. Blocked by Kale Ramel out of bounds. It'll be given to the Wapakoneta Redskins. Don't forget to check out the many job opportunities available throughout the Cooper Farms system. Cooper Farms, of course, a giant company, not just in Fort Recovery. You can check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. And Derek Judy gets called for a foul as he fouled the Redskins' Noah Ambus. And so Braden Goulet will toss the ball in here for the Redskins. 26-19 is the score. 7-point lead for the Indians. They led by 12 at the half. Wapakoneta scoring the first 5 points here in the third quarter. Outside with the ball, Zach Rogers. He'll pass over on the right wing. With the ball there is Noah Ambus. He'll drive in and puts it up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Brian will dribble. Now gives it off to Regan Martin. Martin will come up working against Ambus. Goes around him. And there's a foul called on Ambus. Fouling Regan Martin. Out of bounds to the Fort Recovery Indians. Derek Judy will come over and toss the ball right in front of us. 5:44 remaining here in the third quarter. Indians need to get going here. Come on, guys. Regan Martin passing to K.O. Ramel. Ramel will dribble. Ball's knocked away from him. He got it back. Over to Owen Judy. Back outside to Regan Martin. Wapahani being extremely aggressive here in this third quarter. They know they have to be down by 12 at halftime. Derek Judy out front. Working against Seifering. Drives and puts it up. And no, in and out, no good. Rebound, though, Fort Recovery, but it's knocked away from Regan Martin. Goulet has it. He'll come down. He'll stop and pass back on the left. Ambus fires a three, and he missed it. Rebound tipped out by Brian Benn. They're going to call just the ball out of bounds. I thought they might call a foul on Brian. He was somewhat over the back of the Redskins player, but no foul called there. Just the ball is tipped out of bounds by Brian. Regan Martin goes out, and so who came in here? Gavin Toby comes in the game. Wapakoneta with the ball. 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Fort Recovery has scored not many here in this second half of play. In fact, they've scored none in this second half of play. Wapakoneta dribbles in, lost the ball, picked up by Derek Judy. Judy will fire down to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling the ball in the lane, feeds off to Brian Benn, up and good. They're going to call him with traveling. Traveling on Brian Benn. I don't know. That was right in front of me, and I'd like to see that again. But anyway, that was what the call was. 26-19. Indians down by 7. Have not scored yet here in this quarter. We're at the 4:24 mark of the Cooper Farms third quarter. Left side to Ambus. Noah Ambus will lob it in. It's off of Goulet and picked up by Derek Judy. He races down, puts it up and in. Derek Judy gets the fast break basket. His fourth point of the evening. And we finally get on the board here in the third quarter. And that brings the lead back up to 9 at 28-19. Wapakoneta hasn't exactly been on fire here in this quarter. They've only scored 5 points themselves. Out front with the basketball is Garrett Seifering. He'll hand off to Goulet. There's Ambus. Back to Garrett Seifering. He's dribbling. To Braden Goulet in the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Beautiful pass. And Grant Seifering found himself open and scored for his first basket of the evening. And that cuts the lead back to 7 again at 28-21. And Derek Seifering has the ball knocked away from behind. And Wapakoneta comes up with the basketball. And falling down, they're going to call a foul on Owen Judy. That was a terrible call. Looks like to me, Zach Rogers just lost his balance and went down. But they called a foul on Owen Judy. Brian Benn will come out. Dylan Evers will come in. Also, Derek Judy went out. And trying to see who came in for him. Maybe Cale Rammel. Shots up and missed by Wapakoneta. Rebound comes down to Regan Martin. Oh, Regan Martin came back in. We've got Regan Martin, Cale Rammel, Dylan Evers. Owen Judy and Gavin Toby in the lineup for the Indians right now here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms? Just call them at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Dylan Evers inside to Cale Rammel in the lane. Stops. Passing back outside. Dylan Evers on the left to Gavin Toby. Misses the shot. Air ball. Rebound comes down to the Wapakoneta Redskins. A new player in the game there, Grant Bauer, got the rebound. Here's Goulet. He lost the ball. Picked up by Owen Judy. He'll come down. Looks for a teammate. Goes all the way in, and he's fouled on the play. Going to call that foul on Grant Bauer of Wapakoneta. I don't think it's a shooting foul. Let's see. Nope. Going to be out of bounds right in front of us here. 28-21. Indians lead by 7. We've only scored 2 points in this third quarter. Need to get going here. Derek Judy right in front of us will toss it in. He set out, I think it was 3 or 4 games because of concussion problems, but has played 3 or 4 in a row here now. Owen Judy with the ball. Pops the shot. Get in there. Yes! Owen Judy, a two-pointer. That's about 16 feet away for Owen. Makes it 30-21. The lead is back to 9. With the ball is Noah Ambus for Wapakoneta. Hands off to Grant Bauer. Bauer gets it back. Free throw line. Looking for a teammate. Back outside to Ambus. Ambus goes to the hole. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes down to Dylan Evers. And a foul is going to be called on Wapakoneta on the rebound. Let's see who that is on. Grant Bauer picks up the foul. Indians will have the ball. 30-21 is the score. 1:53 remaining here in the third quarter of play in the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Brian Benn to Dylan Evers. This Wapakoneta pressing full court, and here's a foul as Owen Judy is fouled by Garrett Seifering. That's the fifth foul on the Redskins already, so we're going to be in the 1-1 here pretty early in this second half. We just need to make those free throws when we get them. Derek Judy with the basketball out front. Over to Dylan Evers. Evers to Owen Judy on the right side. Owen will try to lob it into Brian Benn. Has it taken away from him. Making the steal was Garrett Seifering. Nice job by Seifering. And now stolen from Seifering by Regan Martin. Down to Derek Judy, who lays it in for the basket. Regan Martin gets the assist. Derek Judy the easy layup. And it's 32-21. The lead is back to 11. So we've only lost 1 point of our lead so far here in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. 32-21, Indians on top with 1:10 to go in the quarter. Left side, three-point shot is no good, way off the mark by Noah Ambus. But Wapakoneta kept it in play, and scoring was John Buchanan on a layup. Buchanan gets his fourth point of the night, makes it 32-23. Owen Judy with the ball back out top to Brian Benn. Brian dribbles, feeds to Derek Judy. Oh, that was double dribble, and they didn't call it. Regan Martin on the left. Back out top to Brian Benn. Brian will feed to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling the ball, wants to shoot, can't. Dylan Evers gets it back to Judy on a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, I think. Last touch by Fort Recovery, Brian Benn. So Wapakoneta will get the basketball. 32-23. 28 seconds remaining here in the third quarter play in the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Always rooting on the Fort Recovery Indians. Ambus outside with the ball, 17 seconds remaining. Looks like Wapakoneta is going to take the last shot, trailing 32-23. Still a 9-point lead for the Indians. Let's hope we can keep it that way. Out front over on the right side, there's Seifering, who drives underneath, feeds back out. Shot in the lane is no good. In and out by Caden Seifering. That ball was all but down in there. Thank goodness it popped out. And the score remains 32 for the Indians and 23 for Wapakoneta here in the third quarter, at the end of the third quarter of play. And again, thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Can the Indians hang on to win this, baby? We'll find out in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Rob Weaver back here at the Wapakoneta High School, home of the Redskins here at Wapakoneta. Right now, Patriots, I should say the Indians, on top of the Redskins, 32-23. 9-point lead for Fort Recovery. Wapakoneta has the ball to start the quarter. Down low with the basketball, but no shot there. Back outside it goes. With it there was Grant Bauer. He'll pass off to Goulet. Braden Goulet on the left, it goes to Noah Ambus. Back out top to Zach Rogers. Round the left corner to Ambus. Here's Goulet atop of the key. Shot is no good. Goes out of bounds. Untouched by anybody. It'll be given to the Indians. And Fort Recovery will have it here. First time in the fourth quarter. I would feel more comfortable if we could widen this lead a little bit. And there's a foul called on Wapakoneta on Goulet as he stepped in front of K.O. Rammel. Next one will be 1-1. That's their sixth foul. So we're going to be in the 1-1 real early here. Cale Ramo will toss it in for Fort Recovery. And he lobs it in to Derek Judy in the backcourt. Derek will bring it up the court. He'll pass off to Owen Judy. Back out top to Regan Martin around the horn to Derek Judy and to Brian Benn. Back to Owen Judy. He'll pop the three. No good, in and out. Rebound comes down to actually saved by Wapakoneta in the hands of Fort Recovery. Scared my butt to death there. Right in my lap came the Wapakoneta player. But thankfully, he didn't go any further. Owen Judy with the basketball. Out front, passing on the right side. Back to Owen Judy on the left side to Regan Martin. Martin will pop the shot from the free throw line. He got it, and there's a foul called on Wapakoneta. Regan Martin, a nice basket there. And for Regan, that is point number 5 on the evening. 34-23, Indians lead by 11 now, and Regan goes to the line. Chance to get point number 6. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it's good. 35-23. That's in our original halftime lead of 12 points. 35-23, Indians on top. Wapakoneta with the basketball. Right side to Noah Ambus. Ambus dribbling the ball. Now passing on the left side to Zach Rogers. Back on the right corner to Goulet. He'll come in, pass back out to Rogers. Three-point shot does not go. Rebound, Owen Judy of Fort Recovery. Judy will come up the court. He'll pass over in the right corner to Regan Martin. Back out top to K.O. Rammel. Rammel dribbling, passing to Brian Benn. Benn looking for a teammate. And almost lost the ball. Picks it back up and throws back outside to Derek Judy. Down to 5:50 to go in the game. Judy tried to knock it off of Wapakoneta, who they had him hemmed in there, and he threw it away. And here's a foul by Cale Rammel at the other end as Grant Bauer was fouled in the act of shooting. So he will be at the free throw line. Only number 1 on Cale Rammel, so he is in no trouble. So far on the night, Grant Bauer has not scored. He has a chance to put 2 points in here. First one is no good. Indians have just outplayed Wapakoneta tonight, folks. They have, for the most part, played pretty well. The second half has been kind of a struggle, I will say. Free throw is no good again. Rebound and a foul on Wapakoneta. Cale Rammel ended up getting fouled. They're going to call the foul on Goulet. Braden Goulet picks up the personal foul. It's his second, I believe. Actually, his third. So Cale Rammel will march to the other end and shoot 1-1. Again, Fort Recovery has Brian Benn, Owen Judy, K.O. Rammel, Regan Martin, Derek Judy in the lineup. So K.O. Rammel, only a sophomore, steps up there to shoot the free throws. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is no good. Missed it. Rebound. Saved by Regan Martin, but he threw it up and it went against the back of the bankboard, which is out of bounds. And so Wapakoneta will have it. And now the Wapakoneta coach is teched on the play. Technical foul called on the Wapakoneta coach, Trey Eichert. I don't know what that good that did him. And Owen Judy will go to the free throw line. Come on, Mr. Owen. Always kind of nerve-wracking, I'm sure, for a player to step up there with nobody around him and everybody looking at him. Owen Judy, number 13, puts it up and good. Got it. A little iffy, but it went in. He'll have one more here. That gives him 5 on the night. This one's up and good again. Maybe that'll get him going. 2 free throws for Owen Judy, and Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. And that's a 37-23 lead now. That might be the biggest lead of the game. If not, it's close to it. And Coach Eichert is still yelling at the official. You better be careful. He gets another foul, technical foul. He'll be out of there. Gavin Toby to Derek Toby. I'm sorry, Derek Judy. Derek Jeudy with the basketball, passing to Regan Martin. Goes through his hands. Regan kept it, though. And now there's going to be timeout called by Fort Recovery. Indians call time. 37-23, Fort Recovery lead with 5:25 to go in this game. We'll be back here in just a moment on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio. Here's some information about the open house at Hall Brothers.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Enjoy 15% off Case IH and Kubota filters, $2 off cultivator sweeps. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send in your pre-orders so we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Bob Stogler over there keeping the scorebook for Fort Recovery, as he does for many games, has for a long time. Kale Ramo will toss it in for the Indians here after the timeout. Fort Recovery leading by 14, 37-23. Kale Ramo out front. He'll pass over on the left to Derek Toby. Here is Gavin Toby. He'll drive and score. Gavin Toby saw the opening on the baseline. He took it and puts it in on a layup to make it 39-23. Indians up by 16, and that definitely is our biggest lead of the game. How about that? Out front with the basketball is for Wapakoneta. Seifring, he'll feed off to Zach Rogers, misses a three, and Owen Jeudy comes down with a rebound. Derek Jeudy on the right side. Kale Ramo gets the ball, goes in. He'll put it up and got stripped from his hands, stripped away. And then Derek Jeudy steals a pass at the other end. It's knocked out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will get the ball. Last touch by the Wapakoneta Redskins, Braden Goulet. 4:32 left in the game. Indians on top by 16, 39-23. Stay tuned. We'll have the final scoring for you after the game, and hopefully we can get Coach on the radio. Right side to Regan Martin. Owen Jeudy inside to Kale Ramel. And he still has it. Over to Derek Jeudy. Thinks about shooting. Doesn't. Feeds back to Gavin Toby. Here's Kale Ramel. Back to Gavin Toby. Back to Kale Ramel outside. Derek Jeudy with the ball. He'll pass on the left to Regan Martin. In to Kale Ramel. Back outside to Regan Martin. Underneath to Owen Jeudy, who is wide open and lays it in. Owen said, "Here I am," and they got him the ball, and he lays it in to make it 41-23. There's your biggest lead of the game at 18 points, and this game is just about over with. Fort Recovery totally dominating here in the fourth quarter. Inside shots up and no good by Garrett Seifring of Wapakoneta. He is fouled by the Indians. Owen Jeudy picks up the foul. That's number two on Owen. Owen Jeudy, Derek Jeudy in the lineup. Also Gavin Toby, Regan Martin. And also down there is Kale Ramel. Brian Benn has been on the bench. Brian gave us a lot of points early in that first quarter to send us out to a big lead. Free throw is up and in by Garrett Seifring. He'll have one more. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it is no good this time. Rebound, Kale Ramel. Over to Regan Martin on the left side to Owen Jeudy. Back out to Regan Martin. Derek Jeudy with the basketball. Derek dribbling, goes down to the right, and he's going to be fouled on the play. They're going to call that on Grant Bauer of Wapakoneta. Things just not going Wapakoneta's way here this evening. Fort Recovery with a commanding 17-point lead at the moment, 41-24. Here's Derek Judy at the line, and he misses the first free throw. He will have one more. That was the first free throw he's had tonight. Fort Recovery is in the double bonus in this game. Up and good this time for Derek. That makes it 42-24. 3:25 remaining in the basketball game. Indians on top by 18 again. Left side it goes into the corner. With the ball over there was Grant Bauer. And he gives off to Logan Crow, who's in the game now for Wapakoneta. Came in off the bench. Baseline drive. Back outside it goes. Ball's tipped away by Regan Martin. Retrieved by Wapakoneta. Here's a shot from three-point land. It's good by John Buchanan. It gives him 7 points on the night. 42-27 now. Lead is 15 points in the contest. 2:41 left to go in the game. Derek Judy with the ball. He'll feed over to Regan Martin. Regan looks, dribbles, top of the key. Hands off to Kale Rammel. Back outside to Derek Judy. And Fort Recovery wants timeout. Indians call time and are leading here 42-27 with 2:28 to go in the game over the Wapakoneta Redskins. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
Take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
42-27 the score. Indians on top over the Wapakoneta Redskins. Jackson Quarter in the game now for Wapakoneta. Another new face in the lineup for the Redskins. Landon Brandt in there as well. And I already told you about Logan Crow is in the lineup. So Coach Eichert putting some new guys in the lineup. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play. Regan Martin passing back to Derek Judy, top of the key. Spins, pops the shot. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Brian Benn, who's back in the game. Up no good. Rebound Derek Judy. And he'll pass back out to Kale Rammel. He'll fire a three, and he got it. Actually was fouled also, but they didn't call it. Kale Rammel with his 10th point of the night now. Two threes and two twos. 45-27. Indians by 18 whopping big points here. Wapakoneta with the basketball. Here's a corner shot. It's no good by Logan Crow. Rebound comes to Regan Martin. Regan over to Derek Judy. Down to a minute 45 to go in the game. Left side. Derek Judy to Regan Martin. Now into Kale Rammel. Owen Judy on the left wing. Regan to Owen Judy. He will pop the shot from the free throw line, and he scores. Owen Judy gets a basket. That is his 10th point of the game, and going to be timeout called by Wapakoneta. Going to put some new people in. Let's see what Coach Melton did as well. Caleb Evers comes in for Fort Recovery. Dylan Evers comes in. Still in there, Owen Judy, Derek Judy, and Kale Rammel. 47-27 lead. Here's an outside shot. It's no good by Mason Longsworth, who's in now for Wapakoneta. Underneath, shots fired up. No good by Jackson Quarter. He is fouled by the Indians. Going to call that, I think, on Dylan Evers. 47-27 score. Indians of Fort Recovery leading by 20 big ones. 104 to go in the game. This baby's in the win column. At the free throw line, it's up by Jackson Quarter, and he missed it. He will have one more opportunity. Solid win here for Fort Recovery tonight. This one's up and no good again. Rebound comes to Derek Judy of Fort Recovery. Comes racing down, hands off to Dylan Evers. Inside to Caleb Evers. Dylan Evers back outside to Derek Judy. Judy dribbling the ball, hands off to Owen Judy. Back to Dylan, or back to Derek Judy. Derek passes to Owen Judy. Cale Rammel top of the key. He'll go and drive and fire and miss. Rebound Dylan Evers. Saves it back to Owen Judy. Cale Rammel has it into Dylan Evers. Caleb Evers. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta. So it's hoping that Caleb would get a basket there, but he couldn't quite get it to go down. Wapakoneta with the ball back up and in by Landon Brantz. That's his first basket of the evening. It's 47-29. Fort Recovery is just going to walk it out here. That's going to be your final score. Fort Recovery Indians win their seventh game of the year. They are 7-6 now as they defeat the Wapakoneta Redskins 47-29. Stay tuned. We'll be back to give you the scoop on the final score here in the ball game in just a moment on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this break.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Back here at Wapakoneta, the Fort Recovery Indians come away with a nice win tonight as they defeat the Wapakoneta Redskins by a final score of 47-29. Again, stick around. We hope to have Coach Melton coming up here in just a moment. Looking at the quarter scores in the game, Fort Recovery jumped out to a big lead early, thanks mainly to Brian Benn. He had a bunch of points in the first quarter as we led 16-4 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, the lead was still 12 points, 26-14, Indians on top. After three, Wapakoneta cut into the lead a little bit as Fort Recovery led by 9 after 3, 32-23. And the final was 47-29. The biggest lead in the game was 20 points for the Indians at 47-27. Three guys in double figures for Fort Recovery. They all had 10 points. Owen Judy had 10 on 4 2-point baskets and 2 out of 2 at the line. Cale Rammel had 10 on 2 threes and 2 twos. And Brian Benn had 10 points. He had 3 2-point baskets, all in close. He had a 3-point shot also and hit 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for his 10 points. 7 points for Derek Judy on 3 twos and 1 out of 2 at the line. 6 points for Regan Martin on 2 twos and 2 out of 2 at the line. And Gavin Toby had 4 points on 2 twos in the ball game. For Wapakoneta, they were led in scoring tonight by Zach Rogers, who had 8 points. John Buchanan with 7 points. It was 4 points for Braden Goulet. Also chipping in with 3, Caden Seifering and Garrett Seifering. 2 points for Landon Brandt and 2 points for Noah Ambus. And again, the final score was 47-29. Fort Recovery won the reserve game as well. Let me correct myself. Wapakoneta won the reserve game. In fact, they really pretty much manhandled us in that reserve game. Wapakoneta 41, Fort Recovery 24. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the reserve game by Riggs Toby with 80, had two threes and a two-point basket. 6 points for Caleb Evers. He had two twos and was two out of four at the free throw line for his six. Chipping in with three was Wyatt Grover with a three-point basket. Alex Deuce had three with a three-point basket. 2 points apiece for Reese Guggenbiller on two out of two at the free throw line, and 2 points for Troy Homan on a two-point basket. Indians again lose the reserve game by a score of 41 to 24. And I survived my courtside seat here.
You did.
One time, I was a little scary there. Jim Melton joins us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, and what a difference a day makes. A nice, solid win for the guys tonight.
Yeah, really proud of the guys for bouncing back, and our theme for tonight was pride. And, you know, we come out and showed some pride, gut check time, and you know, we played for the name on the front of the jersey, and that's our community, Fort Recovery, and we come out fighting hard to represent the best we could.
Well, a great start, leading 16-4 at the first quarter, and Brian Benn had an excellent quarter, which you'd like to see him do a lot this year. He got the ball inside a lot and hit those shots.
Yeah, yeah, we've been waiting on Brian to kind of come back around. I'm sure Brian's, you know, we're happy for Brian to you know, bounce back positively for us, and, you know, he's working hard, so that's nice to see.
After that, it kind of stayed pretty even for quite a while there, and then we pulled away at the end, of course, to the biggest lead of 20 points at one time. And used a lot of guys tonight. A lot of guys helped out in this ball game. Not everybody scored, but most of them did.
Yeah, we tried to keep guys fresh and rotate, and, you know, we're trying to give everybody an opportunity. You know, it's just nice to see everybody contribute.
Excellent balance. Three guys with 10 points. Owen, Judy, and K.O. Rammel, and Brian Benn all with 10, and 7 for Derek Judy, and 6 for Regan Martin. And Gavin Toby finished it up with 4 points. Pretty nice balance for you tonight.
Yeah, we'll take that every night.
Excellent defensive effort, obviously, holding them to 29 points.
Yeah, we don't spend a lot of prep on our Saturday night games because we're so focused on our MAC. But, you know, we had a really good walkthrough this morning. And, you know, we had a really good feel for what they were going to do. Our hearts are pouring out to the Wapak community. There was a tragic accident before tonight's game. And, you know, there was a couple cheerleaders involved in a wreck. And, you know, we just said a prayer for the Wapak community. And, our hearts pour out to them.
Yeah, I was not aware of that. Thanks for filling us in on that. We'll have to check up on that situation. Hope all is well.
Yes, prayers.
Well, Jim, what's up next week?
Well, we go back over to St. Henry.
The famous St. Henry on Friday night.
Yeah, and then we go to Fort Laramie, so it's a tough road weekend. But, you know, our focus will be St. Henry.
We plan to go to the Fort Laramie game and see you there, and we're trying to get into St. Henry. We don't know if they're going to let us in or not, but we're trying, so maybe we'll see you Friday.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Nice, solid win for the kids tonight. I know this will make you rest a lot better tonight.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Safe travels.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Melton, head coach of Fort Recovery. Indians defeat Wapakoneta tonight 47-29 and improve their record to 7-6. On the year. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, including Nate Christman back at the radio station in Portland, and also Owen Mormon at the FortRecoveryRadio.com. Neil Spencer was here also tonight helping out with FortRecoveryRadio.com. For our great sponsors, Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.